I'm always happy to welcome Pauletta Hansel back to Around Cincinnati. She's one of our wonderful Cincinnati poets who wears many hats well. Her poetry collections include Divining, First Person, Lives We Live in Houses, and What I Did There. She's also co-editor of Pine Mountain Sand and Gravel, a publication of the Southern Appalachian Writers Cooperative. She's been for some while a facilitator of practice of poetry programs at Grailville, creating writer and writing events there. Tonight we're going to talk about her latest adventure, which is as the first time ever writer in residence at Thomas More College. Pauletta, welcome.
Thank you, Barbara. I'm always so glad to be here.
I want you to tell us about the overview of this program that Thomas More has established that is about creative writing. So tell us about it, please.
Sure. Well, I have been involved as a sort of a friend and community member with Thomas More College's English program for several years. They've been doing, for probably more than a decade, the Caden Blinko Out Loud Festival, which is an annual festival of writers and writing on campus. And as I got closer to the organization, I discovered that they also had a fabulous English program, and it's led by many different writers, including my good friend Jerry Cook Stanforth, who had a creative writing vision for Thomas More College. And so through the help of the John A. Schroth Family Charitable Trust through PNC Bank, was able to get funding for the Creative Writing Vision Program, which, as they're calling it, which includes a writer in residence there, which this year and next year is me. I'm very happy and honored to say, but also many other activities and events both on and off campus. We have held for the last several months, all of the school year, in fact, an Appalachian Writers Series with events happening primarily at Joseph Beth Bookstores in Crestview Hills, but it's also been co-sponsored by the Urban Appalachian Council on this side of the river through a grant from the Ohio Arts Council, and the Hamilton County Public Library has been a co-sponsor as well. So Sherry's vision has allowed us to move out into the community and bring writers into the presence of folks who might not otherwise have had the opportunity to hear them, and has allowed me to expand my skills and my reach as well.
Tell us specifically what that involves, and is there a writer-in-residence job description, or is some of this what you will create as you go along?
Well, much of it is being co-created by Sherry Cook Stanforth and myself as we move forward. The next writer-in-residence will be a new co-creator, because it is meant to be a position that's very individual and very much based on the interests and dreams and skills of the writer involved. In my case, I am teaching undergraduate classes at Thomas More College and focusing on poetry and memoir, which are two of my main areas of writing, but I'm going to be expanding into some other writing genres as well in the coming year. I'm also offering on-campus events that we called Eat and Create writing programs, which are held once a month during the school period when students are not in class, so that any student or staff or faculty member or any individuals, even off-campus, can come and just spend about an hour creating something that they would not have otherwise had the opportunity to explore. We did a program of ekphrastic writing, which is a fancy Greek word for writing poetry about art. So using the student's art as inspiration for then student and faculty writing. We've done praise poetry. We've focused on people writing from their own life experiences. We've done a program which has included both Northern Kentucky middle school and high school students alongside college students doing some writing activities during that time period.
And you have a special program coming up early in May.
One of the off-campus activities is a Community of Creative Writers series, which is open to any writer with any experience level writing in any genre, and has been co-led by the fabulous Richard Haig and myself. And we've done weekly series, but now here at the weather is warming and lovely, we're going to be doing a day-long retreat at Thomas More College's Biology Field Station, Education Center, and Lodge in California, Kentucky, which is a new facility which overlooks the Ohio River. And we see it as a perfect retreat place for people to come and write and share and have the opportunity to perhaps learn some new things about creative writing. And that is open to any writer, not just to college writers.
I know that you will be bringing a special, notable poet in this fall. You want to tell us who she is? And you brought a poem of hers
today to read. I did. Rebecca McClanahan is, as they say, one of the hardest working people in show business, or in this case, in the creative writing business. She was my teacher, actually, at Queen's University of Charlotte for my MFA program. But she is a writer of poetry, essays, and fiction. Most recently, the family memoir called The Tribal Knot, which she will be presenting from, reading from, doing workshops from while she's here in the Cincinnati area in September. What I brought of hers is a lovely family poem called Watching My Parents Sleeping Beside an Open Window Near the Sea. Rebecca McClanahan. Needing them still, I come when I can, this time to the sea, where we share a room, their double bed, my single. Morning fog paints the pale scene even paler. Lace curtains breathing, the Chanel bedspread folded back, my father's feet, white sails furled at the edge of blue pajamas. Every child's dream, a parent in each hand, though this child is 50. Their bodies fit easily with room to spare. When did they grow so small? Grow so small, as if it was possible to swell backwards into an earlier self. On the bureau, their toys and trinkets, his shaving brush and pink heart pills, her gardenia sachet, the tiny spindle that pricks the daily bubble of blood, her sweet chemistry. Above our heads, a smoke alarm pulses, its red eye beating. One more year, I ask the silence. Last night, to launch myself into sleep, I counted their breaths. The total rise and fall I now put my ear to, the coiled shell of their lives.
Thank you. Well, you've brought a poem to read tonight.
I did. Here is a poem, actually, that I wrote not in my own little office, squirreled away alone, but as I was leading one of the Eat and Creates that I wrote. It was written in response to a prompt that I offered, and I don't even remember what it is now. But the poem is called Memory. The tomato my mother insists I did not eat, I am eating still, ripe red and spilling seed and juice down the bib of my pink pinafore and on to the neighbor's stoop where I stand. The tomato I plucked sun-warm from a backyard garden that could not have been planted in a coal town, houses backed up to the road. Still, I see her, that girl, her hair white blonde, turning now to ash. She squeezes what's left of the fruit her mother claims even then she'd never eat and will not give it up. It's mine, she says. Mine.
A delicious memory.
Which apparently never happened, but nonetheless, I claim it.
Thanks so much for visiting with us tonight. It's been a pleasure, Pauletta.
Thank you, Barbara.
I've been talking with Pauletta Hansel about her new role as writer-in-residence at Thomas More College, and also about her poetry. You'll find more information about the Thomas More program, the upcoming Writer's Retreat on May 4th, and Pauletta's poetry collections at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.